Blackstone Audio presents Red Hot Lies, How Global Warming Alarmists Use Threats, Fraud, and Deception to Keep You Misinformed, by Christopher Horner. Preface. Greenpeace steals my trash. It was spring. Young men's hearts turned to fancy, and Greenpeace started stealing my trash. I noticed that my garbage was getting collected much more efficiently than normal, and late the night before it was scheduled to go. I also noticed that soon the media revealed a secret cabal I orchestrated from my basement. At least, that's how London's left-wing Guardian wrote the story, cobbled together from unrelated, awful-smeared pages plucked from my refuse. If I ever questioned the hippies' dedication to their cause, no more. In those steamy summer months of mystery trash abductions, I rededicated myself to strict obeisance of local requirements to collect the weekly output of my two large breed dogs. "You too?" howled the amused wife of a White House aide when we realized we both enjoyed the same selectively hyper-efficient midnight garbage service. Apparently, Greenpeace was just certain that her husband, who in fact hardly spoke to me, was part of my cabal. Soon, European Greenpeace franchises were issuing press releases in German about who had lunch with me in Brussels, and spinning phony tales to Spanish newspapers of secret meetings I supposedly had with pretty much anyone they found problematic. I had arrived. If they would spend so much energy to, well, trash me, I must be important, right? But I soon learned from others that this is standard operating procedure for the global warming industry, which regularly does much worse things. They have tried to ruin careers, blacklisted scientists, knowingly spread lies about dissenters, called for the imprisonment of skeptics, and used government pressure to cut off rivals' funding. One scientist has had the lug nuts on his wheels secretly loosened when publicly voicing his rejection of climate orthodoxy. Threats now regularly issue against individuals and the broader idea of free thought and expression. Which got me thinking, shouldn't the public know about this? Are these tactics consistent with the environmentalists' image as philanthropic, self-sacrificing earth lovers? Doesn't their desperation reflect a fundamental weakness in the truth of their arguments and the soundness of their proposals? Wouldn't the media expose such tactics by the other side? Isn't it relevant to the debate about global warming that the alarmist side engages in this systematic...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?